It's Thursday, May 11th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. From Google I.O., Google unveils AI advances including Search Labs, Duet AI, and Palm 2. And an IT modernization survey reveals priorities, challenges, and unsustainable tech purchases. This is the Business of Tech. Let's lead with a slew of announcements from Google yesterday. They're feeling the pressure on AI. The headline, Google is putting AI in search. Not quite full on yet, but in the new Search Labs, and it's called Search Generative Experience. Available in Chrome Desktop and the Google app in the US, it's being termed an experiment. This adds generative AI to search results, including citations. Bard, though, is now available to everyone without a waitlist, and now includes more languages and a promise of third-party integrations. Google's Sidekick is a new tool to help provide better prompts, and keeping with the theme, the company rebranded their tools for Docs and Gmail as Duet AI. In this context, Sidekick can also read, summarize, and answer questions on documents across different Google apps. The new features across Workspace will be rolling out to their Workspace Labs over the next month or few. Many features are thematically the same as Microsoft Copilot demos, including generating tables and sheets or helping with writing in Gmail and Docs. The company also announced the Palm 2 language model, which is positioned as a competitor to GPT-4. It's already being used across 25 Google services, including Workspace and Bard. It comes in four sizes, including Gecko, small enough to run on mobile phones. It's extendable to domains, and Google themselves have a health data version and a cybersecurity one. And so I didn't miss it. While it isn't AI-related, Google announced a new security feature that helps inform if a Google address is on the dark web. It's not new, just previously for Google One subscribers, and they're looking to expand it. Also not AI-related, the ability to filter on perspectives, which helps filter on places like Reddit, YouTube, or TikTok, without adding the platform to the query. And announced before the event, but discussed during, Wendy's will roll out a Google-powered natural language chatbot next month in the drive-thru of a corporate-owned store. It's trained on specific customized language terms, such as JBC for Junior Bacon Cheeseburger, or Biggie Bags for various combinations of burgers, chicken nuggets, and soft drinks. Now, why do we care? This without even looking at the hardware announcements. So Google is moving to catch up with AI, considering they're a leader in the research side and were pushed to release the product. The most significant announcement when considering this audience of IT services-focused companies is the language model itself. It's extendable. That's the most significant opportunity for both those making and selecting products. The ability to make a model industry-specific and relevant to a particular customer is a massive potential, and the example of Wendy's is the kind of thinking providers want to embrace. Note the branding, too, similar to Microsoft's. Duet, Sidekick, like Copilot. All additive, not replacement. Pure Storage, in partnership with Wakefield Research, released the IT Leader Insights, the State of IT Modernization Priorities and Challenges Amid Economic Headwinds. Survey highlights include the following. More than half of IT buyers prioritize AI and machine learning and sustainability technology investments. IT buyers have cited that their top investments planned for the next 5 years are AI and machine learning at 52% and sustainable technology 51%. While less than half, 46%, predict they'll invest in infrastructure automation or orchestration. 9 in 10 IT buyers admit to buying tech their infrastructure could not support. An overwhelming 90% of IT buyers stated that the pressure of their digital transformation agenda led them to believe technology their infrastructure could not support. And 74% say this resulted in being unable to deploy new technology to leadership's full expectations. IT buyers continue to feel pressured to invest in new technologies. More than 3 in 5 in IT buyers at 62% feel pressured all the time or often to make decisions on purchasing technology based on current needs without fully exploring the consequences of these decisions in the longer term. 76% expect increased scrutiny of buying decisions over the next 5 years. Nearly all IT buyers plan to modernize IT infrastructures to drive meaningful outcomes. Nearly all survey respondents at 99% plan to modernize their IT infrastructure to better support future technology investments over the next 5 years, of which 73% are planning significant upgrades. The top areas of IT infrastructure in need of updates to better support adapting new technology include network and security, 58%, data management or storage, 52%, and data center facilities at 50%. While we're at it, the average desk worker uses 11 applications to complete their tasks, up from just 6 in 2019. That according to a Gartner report published Wednesday based on a survey of 4,800 full-time employees. Despite the expanded toolset, nearly half of the employees say they need help finding the information they need to complete work. Over one-third missed important updates due to the multitude of apps and the volume of data flowing through them. Why do we care? So, we're still unable to find the information we need, have added complexity to the end users, and customers are buying tech they don't need. There's a reason the best in class can command the status they do. They link correctly to the business outcomes and are mindful of the customer's spend and effectiveness. The days of limiting yourself to the big players is coming to an end. Modernize your cloud offerings by partnering with Linode and Akamai. The cloud landscape is growing with alternative cloud providers like Linode offering better price to performance and better support at a fraction of the cost. There's just some clients that don't fit into the one-size-fits-all box of the big three. Enter Linode, Linux cloud hosting, at the fraction of the cost of the big players. Your customers can save up to 70% on their cloud bill. Find out more at linode.com/MSPradio. Thanks for listening today at National Eat What You Want Day. And I'm on a diet. What a frustration. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit msp.radio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.